Good morning, I messed it up. WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, 91.5. It is a rainy, ugly Sunday morning, and I does not particularly enjoy the walk coming over here. It's like someone's spitting in your face the whole way. Yeah. Anyway, I gotta wake up a little bit. I was listening to this song coming over here. I don't know, just a random song. Janis Joplin, the big brother and his holding company. Little bluesy song. Yeah, let's hear it.
No. your own. Cease to know or to tell or to see or to be your own. Have someone else's will as your own. Have someone else's will as your own.
Beautiful. That was Nico, also known as the Nico from that Velvet Underground album. I think she has that her bigger album, Chelsea, but that song was off of a lesser known one, Desert Shore, I think. It was recommended to me by my friend Sebastian, who I'm always here, frequent listener of the radio. You might catch me and him on. We're always subbing for people, and we'll be on at 3 p.m. today, actually. So I have a big day of radio ahead of me. Yeah, but that song was recommended to me by him. That was actually, thinking about it now, because I like the song, I just put it on my Spotify and didn't listen to it. That might have been, I think that was the first time I actually listened to it. So, I liked it. Yeah. Before that was Janis Joplin. I just love that. I love her in that album. I'm like an old man. The oldies, but the goodies, you know. Yeah, cool. I'm still a little tired. One time I came on the radio at like 5 in the, well, my first semester shift was at like, I think 6 a.m. on a Friday. And I did this thing where I'd play like the loudest, heaviest music to like try and wake me up. And it kind of worked, but you know, it was kind of forcing the vibe in there, so I've been doing this thing instead. Now that they've given me a much later time of 7 a.m. on a Sunday as my second semester radio shift, I've been playing more softer stuff and kind of building into it. Yeah. So anyway, this isn't actually exactly a super soft. Actually, I can't remember. I haven't listened to the song in a while, but I remember I like it. The next song up is Roberta Flack, Compared to What, off of her first album, I think, First Take. Yeah, I forgot how it goes, but I do remember that I adored it so long ago, so I think you will too. Let's take a listen.
possession is the motivation. Hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Try to make it real, but compare to what?
That last song there was a Brian Eno song from Another Green World. Kind of weird. That was another one I forgot how it went and just played it anyway. Kind of weird. A little weird. Right, that Roberta Flack song. That was good. That was good. I remember why I liked it so much now. That was a good song. I like that song. I love Roberta Flack in general. I have this problem where my music taste feels so outdated. Like I said, like I am an old man. But oh well. I'm gonna prove. I don't know who I'm gonna prove, but the next song, is a newer song. By newer, I mean quite new. Last year, it comes off of. It's a Mac DeMarco song, and it comes. He made this massive, like, 9-hour album, kind of just like random song ideas he had in like the past 10 years or something, called One Wayne G. And I decided when it came out that I was gonna listen to the whole thing, for some reason, and I just like put it on in the car driving around, and I think it took me like, it must have taken me like a month or something. It took me a while. And it was pretty cool. I don't think worth my time, but it was pretty cool. And there's some pretty good songs on there, I think. One of my favorite, I'm not gonna play it for you, but if you wanna go check it out yourself, is oh wait, hold on. What was it called? Wait. Oh, what was it? It was She Want the Sandwich. If you want a good song, go play She Want the Sandwich. But anyway, here's another good song off of that big album. And then I have a little special treat afterwards, that you're gonna see. But anyway, enjoy it. Enjoy this song. Cool little song. I enjoy it. Very Sunday morning, I think. Okay. Before my little special thing I'm gonna pull off, I have something very important to say. Okay, here we go. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out and it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. I'm messing this up. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing it as e-waste, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. My favorite place. Okay. Cool. Anyway. I've been doing this thing recently. Because WFO here, I don't know if you know, has this gigantic, massive, vinyl collection. And me and Sebastian, who I was talking about earlier, we've been, they want us to try and, like, log the vinyl, because they just, like, throw it on the shelves, and there's, like, too many records to keep track of, so they give us, like, volunteer hours or whatnot to log some of the vinyl, and they have, like, dozens and dozens of shelves, and me and Sebastian have been spending, like, we spent the whole last semester and part of this semester trying to log one shelf, which sounds easy, but it's not easy at all, and we're almost done, we're like 3/4 of the way there. But anyway, looking through all this vinyl, I got this idea, like, why not, like, play some of these records and whatnot, because they're just getting lost to time and they're deteriorating on the shelves, and it's so sad. Anyway, so sometimes I just, like, go through, I was wandering around while Roberta Flack was playing, looking through some of the records and whatnot, and one record that caught my eye was this random, Herbie Hancock, which I love, Herbie Hancock Mega Mix, mixed by Grand Mixer DST, which sounds, I love Herbie Hancock, I have no idea what to expect out of this, I don't know what it's gonna be, and that's the fun of it. So I'm gonna play, there's two B-side songs, each 5 minutes long. I'll play the first one, and if I'm really feeling it, maybe I'll play the second one too. Yeah, and I think it's gonna be pretty cool. Every time I do this, the music's always awesome. So I have faith that it'll be awesome again. Anyway, this is the Herbie Hancock Mega Mix. This song in particular is TFS. Don't know what that means, but we're gonna find out. We'll be right back. Okay, the record's skipping a little bit, so I'm gonna try the song closer to the middle. Hold on. Technical difficulties, 1 second. That was pretty awesome. I enjoyed that. That was cool. Yeah. That was cool. That wasn't TFS. Yeah, the record is a little wonky, so I played the closer to middle song on the B side, which was Earthbeat, which was pretty awesome. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Never failed playing a random record before. Never once. One time I played this random, I think they were like a French, weird French space rock band. It's like this really funny name with a alien on the front of the thing. Yeah, it was cool. It's always cool. I'll do it again next time. 3 p.m. probably. 3 p.m. I'm back on. If you're back here, ready to listen to me. Anyway, yeah. I think I'm a little sleepy, so I think I'm just gonna keep playing music for the rest of the hour I got left and do a little farewell at the end, but I'm just gonna do like a bunch of 90s rock-esque stuff. Some more, yeah. See how it goes. Hope you enjoy, yeah.
29 pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, lilac skin, your flame in me. Nine pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, and lilac skin, your flame in me. I'm only here for this moment. I know everybody here wants you.
I need you.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Cool, yeah. That was, I had some classic Radiohead. Love it. Jeff Buckley. Love it. Was singing my heart out to that. Sorry to the dude who walked in on me singing my heart out to Jeff Buckley. I hope you have a good show if you're listening. But, yeah, that was Jeff Buckley. Then we had The Cardigans after that. Iron Man, pretty awesome. But yeah, unfortunately, we're slowly running out of time, on this Sunday morning show. Again, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. The best there is, the best out there. Yeah. Anyway, I'll play one last farewell song. Some Fiona Apple, keeping with that 90s. Well, this is almost 2000s now. Anyway, yeah. Cool. I'll see you again next time. Peace out, y'all.
You wanna make me sick, you wanna lick my wounds, don't you, baby? You want the badge of honor when you save my hide. But you're the word in the way of the day of doom, baby. If you need my shame to reclaim your pride. I never did anything to you, man. No matter what I try, you beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry. Get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying left in your own hands. You feed the beast I have within me. You wave the red flag, baby, you make it run, run, run. Standing on the sidelines, waving and grinning. You fondle my trigger, then you blame my gun. When I think of it, my fingers turn to fists. I never did anything to you, man. But no matter what I try, you'll beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry. Get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying, living in your own hands. Crack it up.